I'm Tony Bruschi. Welcome. We hope you've enjoyed our coverage on the trial of Alec Murdaugh. This is a look back at some of the key moments and conversations that we've had over the last several weeks regarding the case.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are still talking with Curtis' cousin Eddie's attorney, who stars in the Alec Murdaugh case. Amy DeMerche is with us. And of course, if you've been following the case, you know who cousin Eddie is. This is the man who provided Alec, or one of the men who provided Alec with a bunch of pills, and also is the one who was on the side of the road in the accusation that Alec wanted someone to kill him. We'll talk about the side of the road incident in just a little bit, but first I want to talk about the pills, the accusations that are out there that this is something much larger in scope than just Alec having a pill addiction, because the amount of money that he was allegedly spending on these pills would kill someone very quickly. Go into this. Tell me, what's going on here? Is this part of a larger drug ring? Is there something going on in a cartel type style, different level playing field? What are you aware of, Amy?
You know, the other thing about Alec is, you know, not many people, I don't think anybody knew him. I think that that's been pretty clear throughout. Mm-hmm. You know, if we have learned anything in this month of watching the trial, is that nobody really knew who Alec was. So, I'm sure, but you know, Eddie wasn't privy to that information. He didn't know where that was going. He, you know, now some of that money did go to pay for, you know, to pay for drugs. But we're not talking $10 million. So,
sure.
You know, I don't, you know, and I think that's the question. Literally, I texted Creighton, I think last night, and I was like, question number one, mm-hmm. Where's the money? Question, you know, and then I changed it today after, you know, he got on the stand and admitted that he lied. I was like, I lied. Question number one, you're an admitted liar.
You know? Exactly. Question number
two, where's the money?
Yes. I mean, that's the part that just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Is it hidden somewhere, or how did it go hidden? I mean, there's ways of tracing these funds. I mean, number one, wouldn't there be, there'd be tracing if this money is going to Eddie? Was Eddie unaware of his tax liability at that point? Number one, of you are cashing this money, it's going to show that that is your income as well, whether or not you gave it all back to Alec or not on the books.
Right. Oh, he did. Oh, he had no idea about any of that. No.
So this went on for quite some time. Was Eddie still, was Eddie supplying drugs to Alec? I know at the beginning he was, and you said not all the time, but was Eddie like one of Alec's sources to continue his addiction?
Well, one of his sources to continue getting pills.
Okay. So, continue getting pills. Okay.
I still maintain that I think that there's something much bigger at play here that we don't know about, and we probably will never know about. I think that it involves, you know, trafficking, drugs, possibly people. I think that, you know, I think Paul was involved in it, and which would make a lot of sense if, you know, if he loses everything and he loses a bag of pills, you know, I mean, that's a problem. There's no physical way that Alec could use the amount of drugs that he was getting from all of these people.
So he would get these drugs. I mean, was he getting them in mass enough from multiple individual sources where that could be some sort of trafficking? That just seems like it would not be enough to do that.
It would not be what?
That would not be enough to do some sort of trafficking ring if, you know, Eddie's getting him some here and there's other people getting some for him here. I know it adds up, but when you think of like massive drug trafficking, you don't think
of
that.
When you think of 55, or, you know, I think they said $50,000 a week,
mm-hmm.
You know, that he was spending on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, that's a lot of
it's a lot of money. I mean, that seems like it's far more than just
it's a lot of money and it's a lot of drugs.
It seems like whatever his other sources were must have been far more flush with drugs than Eddie might have been.
Yeah, you know, I think that's just one of the big questions is, you know, where did all these drugs go and where did all the money go?
You had said earlier that you suspect there's something much bigger going on here involving drug rings, possibly human trafficking. Where do those thoughts come in? Where does that enter your mind, or how?
Well, it enters my thoughts just because there's just no way that one person could use or keep or hide this amount, you know, the amount that he was claiming that he was, you know, paying for.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from, you know, statements by Paul, you know, talking about drugs and strippers and, you know.
How so? What? In other words, there were statements that Paul had made somewhat in jest, it seems. I know it was brought up actually on that new documentary that was released on Netflix, where
I mean, I've heard that before the documentary, but yes.
What was he saying specifically? Yeah. Like, what was he saying?
He, Paul?
Yes.
I mean, he would just say that they would fly, you know, that they would have parties where they would fly people in and entertain them with, you know, strippers and drugs and, you know, just like that was a normal thing.
Wow. I mean, it just the idea of this. I mean, but at this point, nothing really surprises me as to what might have been going on there on the Murdaugh compound. But it's very interesting allegations of that. Are there any connections here between people discovering information about Alex's drug use or knowing about it and them not necessarily having a good future, meeting a demise of some sort?
You know, I mean, again, that's something I just don't think we're going to know the answer to. I know that idea has been floated with, you know, the death of Gloria Satterfield. You know, I don't know. You know, even with Paul and Maggie's own death, I mean, clearly there was that text message from Paul saying, "Mom found this."
Yeah.
You know, and then shortly thereafter, he is, you know, brutally murdered. I mean, and I think that's one of the most frustrating things in this case is that we don't know, and I don't know that we ever will. And you know, I have always been a big proponent of, you know, police doing their job, and you know, and I wish that SLED had, you know, had done a better job in this case. You know, but also when you're that powerful and you have that many connections, you know, in and out of the country, that, you know, that we may never know. What's frustrating.
If one card or one piece of this puzzle falls, you know, does it all fall? And we look at it as a house of cards with Alec being the main thing, and maybe just within his family, he certainly is, but is he the piece of a much bigger puzzle that's going on here with drug trafficking?
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
There's more to be asked. We're going to get into the side of the road incident and the shooting, the suicide, miss, helicopter trip, whatever the hell that was, with Amy Zimmerche. She is the attorney for Curtis' cousin, Eddie Smith, as made famous in the trial of Alec Murdaugh. I wonder if he'll be on Dancing in the Stars someday. That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it, Amy? That's coming up. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of it. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.